What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani. And alongside of me is nobody. I'm super rattled because no one's next to me. I'm not alone, though. On Zoom, Anthony the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Doing all right. We are Zooming tonight due to the coronavirus, trying to respect the social distancing orders. Other than that, I'm doing all right. This is our special. We've had some quarantine episodes to this point, but this is our real quarantine episode because we're actually quarantined. We are isolated today.
Yeah, this is incredible.
One little note before we get started here. A little bit of bad news. Not bad news, I would say.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Another drop that we need.
That would be another good drop. But on a serious note, our hearts, our thoughts go out to everyone involved in the Humboldt Broncos bus crash that occurred 2 years ago to the day. It's been 2 years, but those families, those teammates are still being affected. So our hearts go out to them today and every day. The hockey community is a strong community. We are a part of that, proud to be a part of that. So if you're listening tonight, bring your sticks outside, light a candle for the boys so they can go play.
Definitely, 100%. Couldn't have said it better myself. It's definitely a good tribute to them early on in the show. I like it a lot. But we've got a great show ahead of us, though, folks. And on a lighter note, we have a fantastic show. I keep thinking when we do our show notes, we're like, man, we're just going to run out of things to say. We're going to run out of things to talk about. But we just keep coming up with new things to do. And we have the return of Two Truths and a Lie coming up later as the main event of the show. We've got starts, his call-ups, setup of the week as usual. And I've got a quick question of the day to start things off. And it's actually a warm-up trivia question for you, because the Two Truths and a Lie tonight it's pretty hard. And I really don't think you're going to – I think you're going to go 0 for 3. And I almost want to beat-ups bet it, and we'll see how –
You just pick as hard as question as you can.
No, we'll see how – actually, the Two Truths and a Lie has a theme to it, and it is the stay-at-home hockey theme. All of the questions are related to home ice. So that's a thing. And so this quick question of the day is like a warm-up softball trivia question for you, and it is this. Can you name me – at least five sets of brothers in the NHL today. Five brothers in the NHL Stahls. Today. Stahls?
The Tkachuk brothers.
Tkachuks?
The Millers, Ryan and Andrew Miller.
Oh, is that a thing? Are they brothers? They're not on my list.
Unless Drew Miller retired.
Yeah, they're not on my list.
Okay, all right. Maybe Drew retired.
So you're at two, buddy. You're still at two, and this is supposed to be a warm-up question for you.
Okay, I'm thinking the Smith brothers.
Yep,
Brendan and Riley.
Yep,
is that correct?
Yep, two more.
That's three. That's three.
Yep. I'm surprised you haven't said these certain
the Subbans.
Yep,
is four.
Yep. There's a pair of brothers that play on the. There's another set of brothers, and one of them plays for the Rangers.
Oh, thank
you. As a hint.
I already said, let's say the Stahls. I already said the Stahls.
Oh, good. At least she got it, though. You got it?
I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her for saying it, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Where are you going?
So one of them plays for the Rangers.
One of them currently plays for the Rangers. And I'm actually surprised you haven't said the other ones because
it's been forever since I've watched Hockey Buddy. Like, I don't even know.
It hurts.
I don't know
what my name is. It hurts.
I honestly, like, this is ridiculous.
So do you want me to give you another hint?
No.
For another set of brothers?
Actually, yeah.
One of them is a captain in the NHL. Actually, out of all these, there's two more sets of brothers.
Jamie and Jordy.
Yep.
Ben.
You were missing Ryan and Dylan Strome.
Oh, the Strome?
The Strome.
I gave you five, though.
Yep. I would have also accepted Seth and Caleb Jones. They're brothers as well. Brett and Nick Ritchie. Braden and Luke Shen.
The Foots are soon to be NHLers together.
James and Trevor Van Riemsdyk would have also been acceptable.
Oh yeah, they're Van Riemsdyk.
But that was just a warm up for you to prepare.
A lot of
sets
of brothers.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's 19 on this list. 19 on this list right now. It's absolutely insane. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So
awesome.
That was the quick question of the day. Like I said, it was a little softball for you to get you prepared for what's going on later on in the show, which is Two Truths and a Lie, one of the hardest ones to date. You're going to want to stick around for that. But first, before we get into the rest of the show, I got to pay the bills. The fans watching this, they can't hear it because I'm going to edit it all together. It's going to sound great. So they just heard the money drop. You didn't hear it. I did, though.
No, I didn't.
It's great. Time to pay the bills, though. Don't forget to follow us on all social media at the Power Play Pod. We are actually live on Twitter right now. So if you're in the chat right now, you get to see it happen. You get to see how this is all happening. It's wild. You get to see my beautiful face, my beautiful 1994 Stanley Cup championship shirt.
Well, I will agree. That's an absolute beauty of a shirt.
It's absolutely unreal. So, no, don't forget to follow us, though. We really appreciate all the support. As you heard in the intro of the show, I drop it every week. We are an independent podcast. Your support means the world to us. You guys are what drives us and keeps us going. So tell your friends, leave us a review, let us know what you think of the show. Now that the bills are all paid, Anthony, it is time for the brand new drop to welcome the new start, sits, and call-ups. Here it is.
It's time! It's time! It's beta time!
It's such a good drop, though, and you can't hear it, and that sucks. But we're obeying the rules of quarantine. It is now time for start, sits, call-ups. Anthony, where are you deciding to go first?
I just want to say, because of Twitter Live right now, I can't actually see my start sit call-ups, but I think I remember all of them. Let's see if I can get all the way through it here. In wild card fashion, I'm starting with my call-up. I'm calling up Robin Leonard. I got
You're 0 for 1.
What?
You're 0 for 1. Robin
Leonard. No. Actually, no. What I had written is different.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because I had to change a few things.
Gotcha. Okay.
I saw there's a different list on there.
Gotcha. So, okay. Gotcha.
Calling up Robin Leonard. So that is true. Robin Leonard, 2 years sober. We know what journey he's been on, battling depression, alcoholism, huge comeback last year for the Islanders. He's continued to have a good season this year with all the teams he's been with. Unfortunately, the season was cut short to this point, but nonetheless, congratulations to Robin Leonard, 2 years sober. That's no easy feat. Moving on, though.
You're so deep today. You obviously do the emotional intro and then you go that route. You're deep today, buddy. You're full of emotions.
I've had a lot of time on my hands.
Who's the one pregnant in your relationship? You or Alyssa?
I'm having sympathy pains, buddy.
Gotcha.
Sympathy pains. Ever heard of them?
Where are you going next?
In true wild card fashion, let's go to my sit. I am sitting this week. I had my sit in my head.
I gave you the sit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting racism this week.
Yeah, you should.
Rangers signed Keandre Miller, and they were doing a video chat with him, and some asshole gets on and starts commenting all this racist shit from the Twitter. Unbelievable. It's like, there's no place in the game for that. That's not a real hockey fan. And he's a sorry excuse for a person.
It was absolutely embarrassing. It was all over. I think it was a Zoom chat. Or no, it was Instagram Live, I think it was. And they go live.
That's what it was. Yeah.
And it was obviously one of the most harshest words to be said. It loads up on it. It's absolutely unacceptable where the game is going today with all the movements of hockey is for everyone. That is just—it's just unacceptable, especially for a young kid. I mean, he's like 19 or 20 years old. This is—I mean—that he has no business seeing that type of response. It's absolutely unreal. That's a great sit, Anthony.
Well, yeah, no,
it would have been a 5 minute if we did Pims this week.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It would have been 10.
Yeah, that would have been our first ever eject, like league ban. How about that?
Yeah,
because there's absolutely no place. One silver lining of that situation. A lot of Ranger teammates, including Jacob Trouba, were very quick to come out, defend Miller, and show support for him via Twitter, which was awesome.
And if you don't mind me bringing this up, though, I a lot of attention is being brought to whoever did it, but I want to kind of dive into Keandre Miller. He's a great he's going to be a great hockey player. He is literally he's a poised puck moving defenseman who literally just started playing defense 2 years ago when he got drafted to the Rangers. He just made the switch that year. He's a special talented player. We saw him a lot in the World Juniors, and I don't want any of this to take away. I listened to Chicklets earlier today, and they talked about it a little bit. But one thing I thought was missing is that I'm talking about Keandre Miller. This is a terrible, obviously a terrible thing that takes so much away from the guy. And I believe that Keandre Miller deserves the introduction that should have came through that Instagram live feed. Great puck moving defenseman. As a Ranger fan, I'm incredibly excited to see him play and join a group of defensemen that are it's already pretty strong with their young talent in Adam Fox, Tony D, Jacob Trouba. Future's bright, especially for Keandre Miller. That's a great today, Anthony. Where are you going for your start?
I'm actually starting Seth Jones today. I saw a few videos of Seth Jones stepping on the ice. So I guess he got access to some ice. He was able to skate. He was super pumped. It gives me a little hope that maybe we'll get into hockey again before September. A little bit of a glimmer, not much. I think you're going to talk about that in a little bit, but that is my start.
Definitely.
And those were my start, sits, call-ups, or
your
whatever.
Call-ups. I believe you did it today. Call-ups, sits, start. That's where you went.
There we go.
Absolutely opposite of where everyone go or where it's normally supposed to go. But that's you. That's what you do. You are the absolute.
What I do.
You are the unreal.
Wild card.
I just did the drop. You couldn't hear it, though. So it's now my turn to do start, sits, call-ups, and I'm actually going to go in order, obviously. My start this week is the NBCSN broadcast team for being nominated for the Sports Emmy Awards. Guys like Doc Emmerich, Kenny Albert are two play-by-play guys that have been nominated. Obviously, Doc Emmerich, I think he gets nominated every year because he's such a special talent. Me now, not to pump my own tires, but being in that field now of being a sportscaster, I learn a little bit more every day about how hard it is to do that job. And I have a much bigger appreciation for those guys who wear the headsets every day, who describe the game to us, and basically the voice of hockey. I'm starting the NBC team for basically putting on a show and being nominated, a well-deserved nomination for the Sports Emmys. Moving on to my sit. Did you just go live on Instagram as well? Are you doing this?
I stopped going live on Twitter because no one was following us. Also, Instagram, we have less Instagram followers, but it lets people know.
Oh, look
that
at
we're
you!
Live. It alerts people.
Look at you! So I don't need to go live on. Oh, I do need to go live on Instagram and join you. So this is great audio. While you figure this out, though, I'm going to go into my sit, and this is what you're talking about a little earlier. Yes. I'm sitting. Rushing the NHL season to start. I'm sitting rushing all sports to start. The NBA did it first, obviously. They came out and said that they're trying to host games in Las Vegas to finish up the season, a central location to host everything where there's no fans, but the players and the teams that have to be there. And I don't want – and now the NHL is talking about it there. I think – where did you say that they were trying to get it going? In North Dakota? Was that
University of North Dakota, I think, was the name, was what I heard being tossed around.
So, I mean, everyone's they're trying to find ways, and I'm not sitting the fact that they're trying to figure out these ways and we might get a season. I'm sitting rushing the idea just to give us, the fans, what we want. I want everyone to obviously stay healthy and stay safe throughout this hard time, and rushing a start may be very detrimental to a lot of people's health going into this. Starting NBCSN's broadcast team for their Emmy nominations, I'm sitting rushing a start to the NHL season, and I'm calling up the Seattle hockey team for call. They need to bring their name. They need to announce their name in this tough time of no
sports.
It kind of
sounds like you're calling them out. This is more of a call out, not a call up.
I guess I'm calling up the name because I want to hear it. I want to hear the name. I'm calling it up. I want to hear it. I'm calling them. I can call them up, call them out, however you want to do it. I'm calling them something. They need to have a name. They need to announce it sooner rather than later, because this is, I feel like, the prime time to announce the name, because with fans craving something, anything, this, I feel like, could bring a lot of joy to a very bleak time right now, and it needs to happen. What do you think it's going to be?
for
the name Seattle.
The name I'm thinking. I know. I heard. I heard you talking about.
Yeah. It looked like it didn't.
No, because I was thinking about what it should be the whole time you were talking. Actually,
oh, okay.
I think it should have to do with something like with that, like something that's like true to Seattle. You know,
like the Thunder was. I mean, they can't do the Thunderbirds, but that's such a sick name.
The Thunderbirds is such a cool name; it would go right with them. And I love the color scheme of theirs too. You know, it something with like alliteration, like the Seattle Sea Dogs or something would be stupid.
Yeah,
please don't make it. Please don't just use alliteration.
I like the Seattle Kraken. I think that's a cool
one. I like the Kraken is a really cool name because it's very original. There's so much you could do with the logo.
Yeah.
I think definitely a cool color. I think cool color schemes go along with that.
And that's what needs to be brought up. That is my call up though. I want to see all this stuff. I think now is the best time because I feel like they have to have it lined. They have to have it ready by now, right? Like you think they have to have like pretty much everything laid out, jerseys and names and everything, right? Yeah, I would think so.
With the world stopped right now, I have no idea.
I mean, I feel like they have it lined up, and this is now the perfect time to do it. So that's my starts. That's my sits call ups. That's Anthony starts its call ups. That's everyone starts its call ups. And now, Anthony, we move on. It's time. It's time to battle. You and me, Anthony. We're entering the courtroom.
Mano y mano.
Mano y mano. You and me. I don't have that drop. I don't have – I wish there was just a drop, like an actual like app where I can just go through. Like they can read our mind and where we're going. That'd be fantastic. But
yeah.
That is not the case. So, Anthony.
I think some people are getting there. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is now time, though, to get into what I've been waiting for, which last week we teased it a little bit. I found out that Anthony doesn't like the plus-minus stat. And I like the plus-minus stat. Anthony does not. And
yeah, you're right.
And this needs to be talked about. This is something that I've actually been very passionate about time and time again with other friends. And I'm very surprised that you don't like it. So Anthony is representing Anthony is representing the hatred for the plus minus, and I'm representing the plus minus.
Well, let me go ahead and start here because okay. I don't want you to have the opening argument.
Okay.
Plus minus is a meaningless stat.
I want the rebuttal.
Okay.
Great
okay,
start.
Whatever. In the years, in the years,
plus minus is a bad stat.
So. Anyways, in the years that Erik Karlsson was up for like the Norris Trophy and was having his best seasons with Ottawa, his plus minus, he was like minus 50 or something. It was an insane number. Plus minus is not a good stat because who's on the ice more than anyone in the entire game? Your top defenseman, Brent Burns, on the ice. These guys are going to be on the ice for more goals against because they're playing all the team's top guys, for one. And they're just statistically speaking, when you're on the ice for 20 plus minutes a game, you're going to be on the ice for goals against. Simple. It's a stupid stat. It means nothing.
See, and that's the thing. I think it means a lot because if you're on the ice for a goal against, that's a bad thing. That is a bad thing on your resume. Whether you were directly at fault for the goal or not, you're still on the ice. You're still not creating – you're still not allowing your team to be up ice and scoring. You're not – I hate you so much. I hate the way you look at me. I hate it.
You're making a bad – it's a bad argument.
It's not, though. I really think that it has a lot to do with – oh, I hate you so much. You have me rattled.
It's going to be a Twitter poll.
It is going to be a Twitter poll. I really like – I like the plus minus. I think it's a very big deal in terms of judging a player. If you're on the ice for a goal against, you should be penalized for it. You should have a stat against that because whether or not you're directly involved in the goal itself, you're still on it. You're still on the ice for a bad thing. And then the opposite side of this, when you get a plus, you're on the ice for when your team scores. Whether you were directly associated with that, you still get a plus because you're on the ice for a positive positive event in the game.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, dude. Because you could be on the ice for a goal that you had nothing to do with. You could be coming on the ice.
You could be
coming on the ice after a line change when McDavid gets a breakaway and scores a goal, and you get a little plus for that. So
team player.
You feel nice and warm about it.
Exactly,
like that's,
team player. I've literally had men's league games where they take the face off and I don't even move, and someone rushes up and scores, and I still did not move.
That's what I'm saying. The problem with plus minus.
I guess that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. The problem with plus minus is you can't look at it and be like, oh, you know, they had a really good season or a really bad season. Yeah. Or this player's worth trading for, this player's not. It's the stat tells you nothing long term. All it tells you is that they're out on the ice for a goal against, or they're out on the ice for a goal for.
So I think
that's it.
I think that's why we have the advanced stats to show what was actually happening on the ice at that time. But you just generally look at it and you see a plus, someone's plus minus. It tells you if they're on the ice for bad things. I mean, if you're on the ice for six goals against, some of them have to be on you eventually, right?
Okay. No.
Yes. Yes.
No. No.
Something's wrong if you're on the ice for six goals
against. Okay. Yes. All right. If you're on the ice, if you're like a minus eight in a game, yeah, maybe you had a bad game. I'm not saying, but overall, how are you going to look at a okay? You know what? You're almost proving my point here. if you're have one bad game where you're a minus eight, but yeah, then your next three games, you score a goal in each of those games. So overall, in four games, you're like a minus four, but you have three goals in four games.
But you still were on the ice for six goals against. You see how bad that is?
Are you going to use which stat are you going to use more? The minus six or three goals in four games?
I might use the minus six depending on where those goals came from. That's why plus minus is a great starter for your advanced stats. You go into your advanced stats and you are able to look if those are bad goals or not. But your plus minus tells you,
hey, you're not live with me anymore.
I am live with you. I'm black. I put my phone down because I don't like.
Oh, okay, but the audio is still there.
Yes, the audio is still there. Right, yes, indeed.
All right, good.
Indeed. So we actually have some people in the Instagram live chat. If you have an opinion on the plus minus, I'd love to hear it because I like it.
How about this? Scale of 1 to 10, how important plus minus is? Drop it in the comments.
What do you think? Zero?
I don't think zero. I think it has its place. I think it is way overvalued and should not be taken into account when you're thinking about trading for a player or signing a player. I think there are way more important factors.
I think it's
give it like a three out of ten.
I give it like a seven or eight.
Seven or an eight?
Yeah, because I really think it's a big deal. I really think it's a big deal, man.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
It's a big deal if you're on the ice for a goal against, though, man. Like, really, it is. Let me give you an example.
To your point. Professional hockey player Travis Jake just commented seven.
Friend of the show, Travis Jake, yes, thinks that. So there you go. There you go. But no, let me give you an example here, though.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
There's a forward on the ice right now, 5-on-5 play, and the forward's at the point not doing anything. He's kind of just floating there, but he's not really affecting the play. Goal against happens. That's a minus. That's a deserved minus for him. What happens to those players that deserve the minus? They're just getting off the hook for these things?
Not getting off the hook, but what I'm saying is it shouldn't be taken into such an account like you're taking it, and Travis agrees with you. 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, I don't think it's that important.
I think it is. I mean, maybe not when you're like...
Like the goal example I said, like...
Holy
a, a player with a third season who just happened to be a minus 10, 15 on the year...
Okay, hold on. Yeah, read what Jake just said out loud. I can't read
it. The only minus that shouldn't count is when you're on 6 versus 5. I think 6v5 is a bullshit minus. And I definitely agree with that because if you are, yeah, or okay, so 6-on-5. What about a normal power play? What if you're a minus for being on the ice during a power play?
I think maybe then you start to take away, you start adjusting how plus minuses is affected, but still plus minuses starts because that's where your advanced stats come into play, where the pluses and where the minuses came from. But your plus minus is your basic stat for people to see whether or not a player is affecting the game in a good way or affecting the game in a bad way.
Okay.
That is my closing statement. What's your closing statement before we move on?
My closing statement is there are other stats that I value much higher than plus minus.
Plus minus is bad. That was your opening statement. I was kind of hoping you hit me with that again for the closing statement, which would have been fantastic.
No, you made some. Hold on, I gotta put my phone in on the charger here.
It's okay. While you plug your phone in, we're gonna move on to setup of the week. But before we get into the setup of the week, we have more bills to pay. Where's the? There it is.
Bills to pay.
You're ruining it. I did the money drop because we have more bills to pay. And this one is brought to you by Anthony. That was my first mess up on an ad read. That's I popped that cherry, which is great.
Your first mess up. You've done it two times, so you're one for two, buddy.
I've done it three times. That would be the third ad read.
That was the second live one.
Yes, that was the that was the second live one. True. So I'm one for two. I'm batting 500 though, so it's okay.
Yeah,
so,
that's Anthony, not great. Buddy.
It is now time though to get into your setup of the week. Where are you going? And you can actually put it to the screen and let the people see.
I gotta get off Instagram Live though.
No, keep it on Instagram Live. We're getting hot.
I'll post it to the Twitter. But this week's setup of the week, I actually remember it. I got a steel trap tonight.
A steel trap? Although you forgot. Okay, go ahead.
Benny Goudreau, goaltender for the Sarnia Sting of the OHL.
Any relation to Johnny Goudreau?
I didn't check into that. Sorry, I didn't do my fact checking there. But what else is new? Nothing else is new. What's new is this kid has an amazing set of, I believe they're, I would have to look at, but I think they're 2X pros. And the custom graphic has like the yellow beehive in the back because they're the Sting. It has the Sting logo in the front, and on the background of that is like a sock graphic. You got the visual for us?
I do have the visual from my drop board.
Are they 2X or 2X?
It's hard to see. You can't see it.
Okay. I believe they're 2X.
What a mess. There it is.
Yeah, that was the worst, Vinny. Great job. Just go ahead and put that down, buddy. I'll post it to the Twitter.
Did you post last week's? I don't think you did.
No, I sure didn't.
I let you fail. I let you fail on that. Okay, I let you fail.
You know, I blame myself. I'm embarrassed.
And I apologize for nothing.
I let everyone down.
So, that is Anthony Milani's set. Are you good? Do you have any more insight on that set?
No, that was it. Super cool set. My favorite thing about that set that I mentioned is the background is like yellow beehives. It's super cool.
Which custom setup, like when you get down to custom graphics, which custom graphics like do you like better? Brian?
Are you talking about company or?
Yeah, like who does the better custom graphics? Brian's or Bauer?
You have to talk to Brian's because Brian's does it with the leather.
Yeah.
The Bauer graphics, the screen printed graphics don't look as good. They are still very cool.
Yeah.
They don't look as good as the leather. Brian's custom work that they do it's unmatched, unrivaled.
Yeah,
in my
that's fair. That's a fair point. So moving on now, Anthony, it's time for the main event of the evening.
It's time!
Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
I think so. I think I'm going to. Yeah.
Good. So it is now time for two truths and a lie. It is, I got to give a shout out here before we get into it again. I want to give a shout out to the NHL PR Twitter for supplying me with all these stay-at-home hockey statistics to drop in this Two Truths and a Lie. For those who are new to the show, maybe watching on Instagram or listening at home, Two Truths and a Lie, I give Anthony two truths and one lie, and he has to decide whether or not which one is the lie. Anthony's last appearance in this game, he was 0-for-3. I shut him out. His overall record is 1-1 in this game. Anthony, you might want to kibosh the Instagram Live because you might have to.
I don't want to embarrass myself live.
Well,
you,
that too, but I don't want you to. I might have to repeat some of these
oh,
for
oh,
you.
Oh, you don't want anything? I'm cheating.
No. I don't care. I know you're not going to be cheating, but I'm just saying
no,
I have to.
I'm not cheating.
I'm
going
to read them to you. You might need me to repeat them. Is my point, which is fine.
I'm laser focused.
He's locked in. He's dialed in. Let's get into it, Anthony. It's two truths.
Instagram Live. Let's go.
It's two truths and a lie time. It's showtime, okay. Anthony. Right. Let's do it here. First scenario. First group. Gordie Howe has the most career game-winning goals at home with 67.
Believable.
Teemu Selanne has scored the most goals at home as a rookie with 45.
Well, he had like a 90-goal rookie season, didn't he?
Marty Brodeur,
he had like something crazy.
Marty Brodeur has the most shutouts at home with 66.
Those all sound true. Trick question, they're all true. I'm just kidding. If I had to pick out one as a lie, it's going to be the one I would know least about, and that's Gordie Howe, goals at home.
You son of a bitch. You are a good guesser, because that is correct.
It was absolutely a guess, but it was educated guess, because I know Timo Solani had like, I think he, maybe not 90, but like 70 goals in his rookie year. He had a crazy rookie year.
So,
and Brodeur home shutouts, he was the man.
So you can get bonus points for this if you can just take a wild guess and say who has the most career. So yeah, it is not Gordie Howe who has the most career game-winning goals.
I'd say it's Wayne.
It is not Wayne. It is Jaromír Jagr with 72.
Okay.
So
is that just one franchise or home goals for all the teams?
Home goals for all the teams he's played for.
That's still very impressive.
It's 72 home goals for Jaromír Jagr.
Doesn't surprise me.
Now, Anthony, you are 1-0 here. You're 1-0 in the best of three. So it's great. It's fantastic for you. So like I said before, we are sticking with the stay-at-home theme. Everything has to do with being at home on home ice. This first one here, the Montreal Canadiens have recorded the most regular season wins in one arena.
Okay.
Nazem Kadri holds the record for most points by a player scored in their hometown / province / state. Only four players in NHL history have recorded a point in each of their home games, in their home team games throughout the season. Can we repeat that one since you're waving?
Repeat just the last one. Melissa was waving to me.
Only four players
If I don't wave back.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Only four players in NHL history have recorded a point in each of their team's home games throughout the season.
Read that one more time. That's such a hard one. you got me in a mental pretzel.
Four teams in NHL history have gotten a point in each of their team's home games throughout the season. So four teams in NHL history, okay. Only four teams have ever done that, where they've recorded at least a point throughout the entire season.
Okay, that's believable to me because there used to be a lot less games, a lot less teams, so I think that's possible.
Okay.
I will say that the Nazem Kadri one is a lie.
You are ridiculous. You are 2-for-2 on what I thought would be the hardest one.
Nazem Kadri was easy. Like I would knew anything. He is not a record breaking player. Is there more?
He's on the list. He's on the list. He is second on this list. Can you name who number one is?
That you're saying most goals scored
in his own hometown
/ province.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of guys who've played for their hometown.
Yeah, I can think of. There's two that are currently playing on the same team. And both of them are on the list, but one of them's leading that list.
Is it Danny Heatley?
It is not. He's playing in the NHL today, and it is Jason Spezza. Jason Spezza is from Ontario. He's from Toronto,
yeah, but
Ontario.
He doesn't score a lot in Toronto, though.
Ontario. Ottawa is in Ontario.
Okay.
Yes. Right. So there you go. That was the I'm still pissed that you got it though, which is unreal. And I think this one you're gonna get the next one. Oh, this is unbelievable.
I went 0 for 3 last week. I had to redeem myself a little bit.
The Philadelphia Flyers have the longest home win streak in NHL history with 20 wins.
Believable. Broad Street Bullies era.
The San Jose Sharks, on the other hand, own the record for most home losses in a season with 32.
They were pretty bad for a while, so I could believe that also.
Wayne Gretzky holds the record for most consecutive seasons leading the NHL in points on home ice.
Most consecutive seasons leading points. I believe that.
At home. The Jeopardy music is going to be playing in the background for this recording, which is fantastic.
I'm thinking, what was the second one you said?
The San Jose Sharks own the record for the most.
That's the lie.
I'm so happy I did not get shut out. That is incorrect. The lie is the Philadelphia Flyers have the longest home win streak in NHL history with 20.
See, I was pretty sure that was true just because of the Brocci Bullies era.
It is incorrect. The correct answer was
the Islanders?
Is the Detroit Red Wings with 23.
Yeah, I should have known that because they had the record for most points in the season before the Lightning broke it. So yep. I should have known.
Yeah, you should have known. You messed up, buddy. You messed up. Yeah. But you did go. You did go 2 for 3. So that is a good thing.
I know. I should have beat up his bet on this.
I did. I was actually really tempted to go through it because I thought this category was kind of difficult for you. But
no, that was. I mean, I didn't know any of the questions you asked me. I didn't outright know any of them.
That's fair.
I used process of elimination and an educated guess to get the two that I got right. Right.
That's fair. That is fair.
That was it.
That is fair.
I'm not overly. I do know a lot of useless information, but I don't know that much useless information.
One of these days, one of these episodes, you have to come at me with a two truths and a lie or one of our game segments because I'm tired of giving them to you. I want the challenge.
You're tired of hosting your own show.
I am kind of hosting my own show there. Yeah. So that, okay.
You're tired of hosting your own show.
I'm tired of you. Hey, you love doing the intros. So maybe the intros, whenever you do the intro, you have to host the entire show.
I love doing the intro so I can mess with you.
Why? It doesn't mess with me. I love
grading
you.
It's like I'm making fun of you because you sound stupid.
I love grading your terrible intros.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Your awful intros where you don't do a nickname. You don't even know what's on the show doc. It's fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. Wonderful. Anthony, it is now time to wrap up the show. And I got a brand new drop to wrap up the show.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
It's the best. It is the best. Yeah, so people who are watching this video will be able to hear it because I'm going to do a bunch of fancy stuff where I take out the audio and do a bunch of fun stuff. So,
well, yeah, there's only one person on Instagram Live. So the one person who stayed with us the whole way. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
Thank you. And for those who have listened at home or watched this whole entire absolute.
We're putting this on YouTube, right?
We're putting this on YouTube. Correct. Okay. Yes. Yes.
You'll be able to watch this episode in its entirety from Zoom via YouTube.
From Zoom. Yes. Yes. Yeah. At the Power Play Pod on YouTube.
While you're self-isolating, you can pop on YouTube and you can – we have 4 or 5 episodes on YouTube. You can watch all of them.
You can watch all of them, yeah. And we do – I mean, I think our show is like – next level when it comes to our YouTube because with
that's
my
very, that's very modest of you to say
it is dude I'm super confident, man. I don't give a shit. Okay,
apparently
our stuff is so great on YouTube because of the graphics, man. We have such a good produced show, and I want to give myself credit for that.
Such a good produced show. You're right, we have the most good produced show
is that
in the history of good produced
you
shows.
Make me sound stupid.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
All right. That does it, though, for another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all social media at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, and that's Twitter. Make sure you like and subscribe to us wherever you're getting this podcast. We're everywhere. We're on Google Play. We're on iHeart. We're everywhere now. iTunes, everywhere. Like, subscribe. Let us know what you think of the show. For Anthony, the backup. Well, Anthony, do you have any parting words? Because you always want to interrupt me.
I don't have any parting words today, buddy. You pretty much said it all. Unfortunately, there's not a lot going on in hockey right now for me to interrupt you.
And we might have some bonus content eventually.
I think we're going to record some after this, yes. So be on the lookout for that.
Be on the lookout. Let's go. All right, for Anthony in the backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.